My red clay diary continues to write itself each day. Here are a few things that flashed across my path this past week. 3rd Avenue North, in front of the shop, Read Books, the Museum of Fond Memories, has been barren but fun today, Friday. The Jackie Robinson film, 42, is being shot, in part, in Birmingham. I've met film crew members who became customers, thank goodness, since regular customers were not allowed on the set, strutted down a street bereft of traffic. Going the wrong way on a one-way street, legally, is akin to walking naked down Madison Avenue. Eaten a hot dog prepared by Rhonda at Goodyear Shoe Hospital. Goodyear has been downtown since 1919 and is still going strong. Discussed Birmingham and its beauty and style with the movie's artistic director. These folks work really hard. They'll be filming all night. Been dismayed by the rude attitude of a city employee. No matter how much the city attempts to bring wonderful things like movie making and sports to our area, the message never seems to trickle down to most workers, since they are just plain mannerless and humorless and poorly trained. Been delighted at how out-of-towners love our city. Quote, it's green, architecturally lovely, friendly, and the site of great eateries. Close quote. Been happy to acquire some great books to add to our shelves. A carload came in today, and another is due tomorrow. And Saturday night, the entire experience was enhanced one degree by John Mark Green, the director of a new short film called Lipidleggin, who hosted a screening at 5 Points South. It was strange and exhilarating to see myself and fellow actors Whit Russell and David Seal on the big screen. They did a great job. Guess you'll have to wait till film festival time to see the flick yourself. Stay tuned. So, what's a red clay diarist to do next? The dilemma is always there. Each time you see something fun and artistic and inspiring on the streets of the city, there's often something that doesn't quite fit with the rosy picture. The good news is, the moment you get over your annoyance at those folks who just don't care about Birmingham, there's always something great and positive to note and ponder on. Thank goodness for the ponies we find among the haystacks of detritus. They keep us coming back for more.